Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. Okay. The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the sheet of Shammai Hazaken that Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveirin. So the Gemara says, is that true in all cases? How can that possibly be? In a case of Arayas, you would honestly assume that Yesh Shliach Edvar Aveirin, and the one who violates the Isser, and he is not going to be Chayiv, the Meshaleach will be Chayiv. Or if a person tells another individual to go into Eat Chayiv, so the Chiv Kareis is on the Meshaleach, not on the Shliach, how can that be? The Gemara says, of course, in those cases, even Shammai Hazaken would admit the Mishaleach is potter because Shalom Matzina B'chala Torah, Zen Nehneh V'Zen Mishayiv. Where do you have a case that I will receive the Hanos HaGuf and someone else will be held responsible? So in other cases, then one could envision that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, not in cases of Machalos Asuros, not in cases of Arayos, after all, that Heichon Matzinu Zen Nehneh V'Zen Mishayiv. Tosus in our sugya, the Ramaschal Shalom, raises the obvious difficulty. Isn't one of the cases of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera the case of Mi'ila, a person who was Moab Hekdish? In that case, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Mishaleach is Chayiv. How can that be? Isn't that exactly a case of Zeh Nehneh V'Zeh Mishayiv? You're Moab in a Hekdish. You're the one who received the Hana. And yet, I, the Mishaleach, am Chayiv. So how can the Gemara say that Shlom Atzina B'chalat HaRakula Zeh Nehneh V'Zeh Mishayim? So Tosus writes an incredible teretz, right? There's a world to this teretz of Tosus. Tosus says the following, that the Me'ila lo Mishayif HaMishaleach al Yedei Hanas HaShliach. The Mishaleach is not Chayim, because the Hana that was received by the Shliach somehow is attributed to the Mishaleach. That cannot be. That's a violation of Zeh Nehneh V'Zeh Mishayim. Well, how can there be then shlichus when it comes to Yimila? Tosu says, Ela ayyedei hahagbod de shaliach. No, when the shliach goes there and he takes hold of that chayfetz of hektish, the hagbah. In such a case, when he does so, de miyad mi da agbehi shaliach kanya, even though as of yet there is no hana, vehahi shaita chayiv mishaliach. That's Tosu's great chiddush. No? In other words, Tosus is telling us the following, that there are different forms, two different halachos, when it comes to mi'ila. There is mi'ila shel hana, there is mi'ila shel hotza'a. That's Tosus' chiddush. Mi'ila shel hana means am nene, mikodshei Hashem. Mi'ila hotza'a means I was motzi yecheifetz mershus hekdish. That also is considered to be bechlal iser mi'ila. Tosus writes these are two fundamentally distinct forms of mi'ila. And Tosus writes the incredible Chiddush. When it comes to Mi'ila Shel Hana, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, only when it comes to Mi'ila Shel Hotza, that you can argue that the Mishaleach is held accountable for the fact that the Shliach was Motzi Oso HaChefetz Mirshus Hektish. That is the Chiddush. Where do you see that this is true? Two halachos of Mi'ila, but Tosus is fancy nafkamina of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. As far as the Isser Me'ila is concerned, we know the following. The Torah tells us if a person is Moa Behektish B'Shogeg, there is a Chiyuv of bringing a Karban Asham. In addition, there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin of Keren and Chomesh. What happens if a person is Moa Behektish B'Mezin? What is the basis of the Isser and what is the Onesh? This is not explicit, and this is a Machlokes Tanoim. The sugi in Sanhedrin, the Pei Dalad Amar Aleph, quotes the machlokis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Hezid b'me'ila, person who is mo behektish b'mezid. So Rebbe's shita is that there's a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. The Chachamim maintains it's an isra lav, it's an azhar. That's the machlokis. What exactly is the isra? Where is the azhara? So Rabbi Avot tells us the following. That's what we found in our Gemara previously. This is the Gzeirah Shavav Chet Chet Mitruma. When it comes to Me'ila, the Torah tells us in Vayikra Perakei, V'nefesh ki simo mal v'chatov v'shogeg v'kadshei Hashem. So the Pasuk mentions simo mal, this is of Me'ila, v'chata'ov. When it comes to Truma, the Torah tells us in Vayikra Chavein, that v'lo yisa alav chet. And the Pasuk continues, U'meisu bo ki yichalulu. So that is the Gzera Shava of Chet Chet. When it comes to Truma, the pasuk says umesivo kimechalu. In such a case, there is a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. That is Rabbi Shita. This gzeres shav of chet chet tells us that just as there is misa b'dei shamayim regarding truma, the same is true when it comes to Israel mi'ila as well. And the chachamim assume that's not the case. The pasuk says umesu vo. Vo is considered to be a meal, and therefore velo b'mi'ila. The chiyuv misa b'nei shamayim is only when it comes to cases of truma, not when it comes to mi'ila. Rashi points out in that sugya Sanhedrin Pedalet that everyone agree that is the basis of the azara chet chet mitruma. The machlokes is a very critical one, but that's based on umesu bo. Whether you apply right that gzeres shavah chet chet mitruma even as far as the onish is concerned as well. So that's indeed what Rashi points out. Tosus has the following comment to Chiddush. This Tosus is found elsewhere in Psachim and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that the Chiyuv Me'ila according to Shitas Rebbe is only when it comes to Achila, but not when it comes to Shar Hana. Poshub Shat, it doesn't appear that way from Rashi, that there would be any distinction, that Rebbe Shita, one who is Moel Mehakadshim B'meizit, it applies regardless of the form that a person is in fact Nehne. In fact, if you look in Rashi, in Vayikra Perakei, in the Parshan Pasuk Tezvav, Simo Mal, Rashi writes the following, Ein Me'ila Ela Shinui. That's what Mila means, Shinui. Shinui can be expressed in various different ways. One who is motzi mirshut hekdesh, one who consumes the chefetz of hekdesh, that is all included in this isra'ab kisim olmal. Poshub shat, there is not necessarily a difference whether it is shar minyana as opposed to that of achima. But this is the sheet of Rashi, poshub shat la gemara. This is the basis of the isra of mi'ila. If you look in the Rambam quotes a very different makar. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, the Yisra Me'ila is found in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, in Dvarim Perek Yibbeis, Pasuk Yitzayin, the Torah tells us the following, when it comes to Hekdesh in general, Lo Sucha Lecho Bisharecha. No? Hekdesh has certain halachos. A person cannot just simply go ahead and eat it in any shape or form, in any manner that he desires. And the Torah says the following, Unidarecha. If a person, for example, has an edava, a person, let's say, takes upon himself to bring a karban ola, the pasuk says, lo sucha lechol. There is an isra achila. So the Rambam writes that this is an azara, lo ochel mi bisar ola. The Torah tells us if a person has a karban ola, one is not allowed to go ahead and to partake of that karban, it's kulo kolil, and the isra is lo sucha lechol bisharecha. And the Rambam continues that this lav is an azhara l'chol moel. This is true of any form of me'ila. The Torah tells us, by example, one form of an isra me'ila is if a person will be nana from a karban ola. A person will eat a karban ola. But hu hadinami, this is true with any inappropriate act regarding kodshei Hashem. And take a look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos say Kuf Memvav. The Rambam is explicit. This is the makor of isra of me'ila. Just as the Torah says a person cannot partake and eat the karban ola, hu hadinami, this is the asara when it comes to kol hamoa behektish. That makor the Rambam, as we'll soon see, will be critically important. So one possibility is nefesh kisimo mal. The other possibility is parsha sra'eh, lo sucho lecho bisharecha. Tosus tells us that there are two different forms of mi'ila. There is mi'ila shohana, and there is Me'ila of Hotzah. This is very relevant according to Tosos, based on the Sugin Me'ila Yutes Amadeis. Here the Gemara tells us the following, that Ein Moel Achar Moel, is it ever possible to have successive acts of Me'ila? One is Moel, and then the Isra Me'ila violated an additional time. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Moel Achar Moel, Ela Behema Uklishares Bilvan. If you have a behema, kedusha saguf, you have a klishares, so therefore one can go ahead and violate mi'ila at successive times. In other words, what exactly is the chiddush of this mishnah? That we don't assume, by virtue of the fact that one violates the isra of mi'ila, that the kedusha saguf is hoka, And now the chefetz is yotzei l'chulin. But rather the kedusha remains, and therefore yesh moel achar moel. This is only true when it comes to kedusha sagov. When it comes to kedushas damim, that is not always the case. As we will see, at least at times, if a person is moel behektish regarding kedushas damim, in such a case, as a result, the chefetz is yotzei l'chulin al yedei me'ila, and in such a case, ein moel achar moel. So the Mishnah Mila tells us now, Yotzei Me'ila, right, some of the very basic halachos of Mila, a marked difference between kedushas aguf as opposed to kedushas damim. This will be critically important to understand two different forms of Mi'ilah. What is the basis of this distinction? Why should it be that there is a difference between kedushas damim as opposed to kedushas aguf? When it comes to those different forms of hekdesh, we've discussed in previous shiurim, kedushas damim as opposed to kedushas aguf, the starting point of the hakdasha is quite different. There is a world of difference between kedushas damim as opposed to cases of kedushas aguf. When it comes to kedushas damim, I infuse, right, a heightened level of kedusha, for example, into that behema, and therefore it's elevated kedusha, a kedushas haguf lamizbeach. If I, for example, am makdish a table, it's not that this table is chazi lahakrava, and therefore it has a heightened level of kedushas haguf. Where does its kedusha emanate from? Very simply, from kinyanei mamon. If I state that this table now belongs to Hekdesh, it is considered to be invested with Kedushas Damim, and as such, now it has a Kedusha because it is considered to be Mamon Hekdesh. That is a marked difference between the different levels of Kedusha. I'll give you the following examples, fascinating differences. Lahalacha. Tosus writes above a Kamadav, Ayin Vav Menalev, Diramasko Vahashta. Take a look at the Tosus. Let's assume, for example, a person steals the behema, and he's matish the behema. Is he chayiv dalet vehe? The Torah says, you're chayiv dalet vehe, tovach omachar. Is hektish considered to be an act of mechira? You know what Tosfos writes? It depends on what type of hektish it is. If it is kedushas damim, that alpidin is called a mechira. Now it is nichse hekdesh, your chayiv dalet behe. If, however, it's kedushas haguf, that's what the Gemara says, meikara tura de ruvein, vehashta tura de ruvein. That's not called the mechira. It was your animal before, and it's your animal now. Before it was your animal, do whatever you want with it. Now it's your animal that's omeg v'hakrava. Now you have a chayfet which is invested with kedusha. But that is not technically in Dina Mamna's called the Mechira. That's Tosfos' fasting Nafkamina. Whether it's called the Gneva, right, in terms of Tavach u'Machar, whether it's a real full Shin Rishus, depends on the form of Hekdesh. A fascinating finish, no? That's what Tosfos writes, Baba Kamadav, Ayin Vav Amir Aleph. When it comes to Kedusha Saguf, Meikara Tura Deruvein, Vahashta Tura Deruvein. Adiyuk and Rashi, Psachim Dafeim and Aleph. There's an Isra of Bal Yeram by Matzah and Pesach. The Gemara has the following drasha: Shalcha iataroe, aval ataroa shalachir v'shal gavoa. There's an Isra of Bal Yeram by Matzah if the chametz is yours, but not if the chametz is hektish. It's not my problem if it's chametz shel hektish. So Rashi writes in that Gemara a very brief comment, but if you know this background, it's a critical comment. Rashi says, what does it mean? Shalcha iataroa, avalatro shalchem shal gavoa. What is gavoa? Rashi writes, berakabayit. That's Rashi's comment. Berakabayit. That's a beautiful chiddush. That means the following. If I have challah, and I am machdish this challah, that is now mamon hekdesh, it's no longer mine. If it is not mine, there's no chiyuv of bayram bay matzeh. Lafuke mai. Let's assume, for example, I bring a carbon tolda. And part of the carbon tolda is I lach me tolda, and 10 of those loaves are chametz, but that's not mamon hektish. The lach me tolda has a inherent kedusha. Poshup Shat and Rashi is the following: for that you will violate bayram bay matzeh. The only time you don't violate bayram matzeh is when it comes to berakabayis. It is not yours in Dina Mamonos. It is not Shalcha Iyataroa, Avotra Shalchem Shalgavoa. I understand. But not when it comes to Lach Meitoda. That's Pashav Shad. And that Rashi himself came at Afei. That's a further distinction between Kedushas Damim as opposed to Kedushas Aguf. A further Navgamina. The Mishnah tells us in the very beginning of Merubah, Bavakam and Daf, Samach Beis and Medbeis. The Mishnah tells us the following. That there is no chiyuv kefel when you're dealing with hektish. There is no chiyuv kefel. On what basis? How do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes the following pasuk and of Samach Beis that yishalim shnayim lireyehu. So yatzah hektish. The Gemara says lireyehu ksiv. There's no chiyuv tashlume kefel regarding hektish. Tosus is bothered. And daf samach gimel amud aleph der maskol re'ehu. Is that the pasuk? Tosus cites the Gemara daf ayin vav. What do you mean? We're memayit hektish because the pasuk says v'gunav mi beis ha'ish. If you steal something from beis ha'ish, you're chayv kefel v'lo mi beis hektish. So why do you need two different psukim to tell us that there's no chiyuv kefel regarding hektish? So Tosus plays down this kasha. Tosus answers it's really one drasha. Hachi perusha, mi beis ha'ish t'shayich be re'ehu kidichsiv. The pasuk says beis ha'ish. Well, who is the beis ha'ish? Well, the pasuk says re'ehu. So that allows us to interpret beis ha'ish means v'lo hektish. In other words, this is one drasha. The drasha is re'ehu. And then, given that drasha, now we understand why the Torah says mi beis ha'ish. Because v'lo mi beis hektish. That is how Tosus understands that this is considered to be a single drasha. If you look in the Rambam disagrees. Hilchos Gneiva, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam quotes the two different psukim as referring to two different types of hektish. The Rambam writes the following. Ben HaKabayis, that is Re'eh. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. If a person is gonev nichsei hektish, that the Rambam writes is re'ehu below hektish. The Rambam writes kedusha saguf, that is the pasuk of beis ha'ish. The Rambam has two different forms of hektish, and therefore they need four two different psukim when it comes to hektish as well. That's the diuk in the Rambam. And then I'll show you another Rambam. This Rambam is compelling. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin v'Charamim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. A person does the following. He's makdish, let's say a behema. And he does a double hakdasha. Kedushas haguf, kedushas mizbeach. Followed by kedushas damim. What happens in that case? Is it chal? Is it not chal? Does it matter whether the Kedusha Saguf was first, the Kedusha Saguf was second? So the Rambam writes the following. Hamakdish kodshe mizbeach lebera kamayis. I said this should be a carbon ola. And then I say that this should be lebera kamayis. So what happens in such a case? The Rambam writes, harei hektish chal ayim. You have an animal that has a twofold Kedusha. It has the Kedusha Saguf and Mizbeach, not as the Kedusha Damim. So what do you do in such a case? The Rambam writes, well, you have to be pulled to the Behema, and the Iplu Dameh Lebera Kabayis, you have to be Makrif, the Behema. So at first I'm Makdish the animal as Kedusha Saguf, and then I'm Makdish the animal as Bera Kabayis, both acts of Hektish Archal, you have to be pulled there to solve the Kedusha Damim problem, and makriv the animal because it has inherent kedusha saguf. And then the Rambam writes, and let's say you did the opposite. Let's say first you were makdish it as domim berakabayis, and then you're makdish it as a karban ola. The Rambam writes, the kedusha saguf is not chal. Why? She'ein adam makdish davar she'no shalom. The Purush in the Rambam, no? Once your makdish is berakabayis, finished. It's no longer yours. And now you cannot be makdish it as Kedusha Saguf. That's the beautiful Chiddush of the Rambam. No? That's exactly this difference between two different forms of Kedusha. This isn't our sugya right now, but if you're interested, you can take a look at the sugya in Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis, the sugya in Sachim and Daf Lamed. That's the complicated sugya of Hekdish Mafkia Midei Shibud, the Ktsos and Kuf Yud Zayin, right? The Rashitas Rashi, that there's a difference between Kedushas HaGuf as opposed to Kedushas Dam. These are differences between two different forms of Hekdish. I've often mentioned that Tosus even goes right a step further. Tosus and Beitz and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph writes the following. Just as there are two different types of Hekdish, there are two different forms of Pidyon. Let's assume something has a Kedushas Dam. So I'm Poldin. How does that Pidyon work? Well, isn't that very misdavid that Pidyon should work? After all, on what basis does it become Hekdish? What's the answer? Mamon Hekdish. So therefore, of course, Pidyon should work. No? Well, if I buy it back from Hekdish, so therefore, you understand very well that that releases its status. It's no longer Nichse Hekdish. The object is Yotze Lechumen. And now the most are considered to be Hekdish. In fact, Rashi Shita is Mo's Konos. How do you know that you can be Konos something? Al Yedei Mo's. Rashi often writes Mo's Konos based on the Nosan HaKesef HaKamla. Pidyon Hekdish. Pidyon Hekdish is Mo's Konos. Well, just like if I go to the store and I buy something, right? It's mine, it's no longer the store knows. Well, if I purchase something Min HaHekdish, so in such a case, of course, it's Yotze L'Chulin. Isn't there also Pidyon at times when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf? Normally you can't do that. That's only true when it comes to Psulei HaMufgashim. No? If you have a Behemas Hekdish, Kedushas HaGuf, Shnafa B'mum, that you can be folded. What does that Pidyon accomplish? It's a buyback of Hekdish. How is it a buyback from Hekdish? So Tosus assumes a beautiful Kiddush, and that is that, you know what? Pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf is incredibly different from Pidyon of Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim, you understand, it's Mavkiya Kedusha. That's not true when it comes to Pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf. How is that Mavkiya Kedusha? You know what the answer is? Pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf is a Matir. That's what Tosus assumes. It's not a Pidyon which is Mavkiya Hekdish. It's a Pidyon which is Matir. What does that mean? Kedushas Damim, I'll express it as follows. Right? It is a buyback from Hekdish that the Pidyon is Mavkiya Kedusha. That's not true when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, despite the fact that the animal is a behemah's Hekdish. The Torah is Matir the behemah ba'achila al yedei Pidyon. So Tosus writes a beautiful Kiddush. After Ampodeh Kedushas HaGuf, are there certain limitations? Of course. What does the Pasuk say? Well, V'achalta. No? What do you do with the animal? You eat it. Let's assume I don't eat it. Ampodeh. And then let's assume I work that animal. You're not allowed to do so. What's that Isser? That's that Kiddush Tosus Beit Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ahadrei li surakama. You violated the initial Isser of working a behemah sektish. What do you mean behemah sektish? I was told an animal. What's the answer? You did not mafkia kedusha al yedei pidyon. Pidyon is matir b'achila. And if you'll work the animal, you'll shear the animal, you're going to violate the original iser of working a behemah sektish. Because the pidyon is not mafkia kedusha, it's a pidyon, not a mafgas, but a pidyon amateres. That's Tosus is Kiddush. That's one of the cases Tosus mentions that we call a hadri li isura kama. Good? So, getting back to our case, that's sugya milan daf yutesim with beis, yesh mol achar mol. So the Mishnah says there's going to be a big difference between Kedushas HaGuf as opposed to Kedushas Damim. Beautiful, no? When it comes to a case of Kedushas Damim, so therefore what is the Kiddush that at least at times, al yedei me'ila, I am motzi the chepetz mishus hektish. Well, if it's no longer nichsei hekdish, you're not going to violate the nisr mi'ila once again. Ein mi'ila achra mi'ila. Perfect sense. If, however, you deal with kedushas haguf, of course that's not true. The chiyuv mi'ila is not because I was motzi the chepetz mirishus hekdish, and therefore why should I assume because I was mo'al once that that prevents me from being mo'al a second time? That's exactly what the Mishnah tells us. When it comes to behema or klisharis, a kedushas haguf, yesh mo'al achar mo'al. So far so good? Next step. Tosus and Mili, a testament base. Also the Shittu Kabetzes and that sugya are bothered by the following. There is a Tosefta that seems to disagree with this. The Tosefta says, Baka Bikardum Shel Hekdesh. I take an axe of Hekdesh and I utilize it. I chop with it. Uba Chaveru Ubakaba. And then someone else comes, they do the same thing. Kulam Ma'alu. Each one violates the history of Mi'ilah. Kardum Shel Hekdesh. That's not Kedushas Haguf. That's Kedushas Damim. Why shouldn't we argue that Al Yedei Kedushas Damim, the Chefetz now is Yotzi L'Chulin, and Ein Mi'ilah Acha Mi'ilah. That is Tosfos' discussion. Vamait also says, no, Kedushas Damim. Ein Mo'al Acha Mo'al. So this is the Tosfos, this is the background to our sugya. There are two different types of mi'ilah. There's mi'ilah shel hana'a, there's mi'ilah shel chotza'a. Tosfos says the further chiddush, even within Kedushas Damim, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes we'll assume that yesh mi'ilah achar mi'ilah. Sometimes we'll assume no, it depends. If it is mi'ila shel hana'a, yesh mo'al achar mo'al. Even in Kedushas Damim, the chalos hekdesh is not paka al yedei hana'a. But if it's mi'ila shel hotza'a, amotzi the chefetz mirshus hekdesh. I steal nichsei hekdesh. I'm kone nichsei hekdesh. As a result of my kinyane gneva, my kinyane gzela, it is no longer fully nichse hekdesh, then we assume that ain't mo'al acha mo'al. That's Tosfos, it's great chiddush. Only in the ilah shel hotzah, your motzi the chefetz mirshus hekdesh, paka kedushasa. Masheki, when it comes to mila shel hana. So Tosfos has two different forms of mi'ilah. Both forms that can express itself even within Kedushas Damim. And so far, two incredible nafkaminas. The nafkamina of Arsugya, of Zen Nenev Zem Yisrayim. Mila Shel Hana, you cannot say Zen Nenev Zem Yisrayim. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Mila Shel Hotzal, Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And also this is nafkamina milan daf yotes in the base when it comes to yesh mo'al acha mo'al. Take a look at the Mishnah on us. Nochos mila peret vav alocha dam. Further, next step. The Tosfos in milan daf yotes in the base. The Ramaschal Amar. The Mishnah says the following. Natal Evan O Koresh O Hekdesh. A person who goes ahead and takes Nifse Hekdesh, a stone of Hekdesh, a beam of Hekdesh. Hareze Loma. The Notel does not violate a Nisra of Mi'ima. However, if Nisanova Chavera, if he gives it to someone else, who ma'al v'chavero lo ma'al. That's the Mishnah. What does that Mishnah mean? A person takes something from Hekdesh. No mila. He transfers it to someone else. Then there is an Isra mila. And who is Moel? The no-saint. Chavero, who's the Chavero? The recipient, the Mekabel. That's how Tosfos reads the Mishnah. So if I merely take something from Hekdesh, there's no Me'ila. If I transfer it to someone else, I, the Nosing, violate Me'ila, the Chavero, the Mekabel, lo ma'am. What type of Me'ila is this? And who is the Nosing and who is the Mekabel? So Tosfos explains as follows. You know who the Nosing is? The Gizbar. That's Tosfos is Kiddush. The Gizbar. The treasure of Hekdesh. And who's the Chavero? It's anybody else. Also says the mission as follows. What type of hana is this? Not to less heaven, not to chavero. So Tosfos writes, "Mini Tesla based Ramas Lamar, this is Me'ila Shel Hotzah." Was anyone nehne? No one was nehne. That's not the case, the Mishnah. I just took something of Hekdesh, no hana, and I gave it to someone else. No hana. No one uses chifetz at all. Well, if no one used the chayfetz at all, where's this me'ila? Har sugya, me'ila shel hotzah. So what is the chiddush? The Mishnah tells us the following. The gizbar just picks up something of Hekdesh. At that point in time, there was no me'ila shel hotzah. Nothing was done. However, now all of a sudden, nasan l'chavero, the gizbar somehow gives it to his friend, here, take it, use it. That already was Me'ila Shel Hotzah. Who violated this Me'ila Shel Hotzah? Tosfos understands the Nosing. The Nosing. That's exactly the Chiddush the Mishnah. But if this is Me'ila Shel Hotzah, what happens as a result of that Me'ila? The Chayfetz is Yotze V'chulin. So now, Chaver Lomo, the Mekabel, is no longer bound by the restrictions of Me'ila. The Gizbar was Mo Behekdish, Me'ila Shel Hotzah, the Nosing, it's Yotzei L'Chulin, and that's it, Chaver Loma. That's how Tosfos understands this Mishnah. If you look in the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos to this Mishnah, Me'ila, Perakei, Mishnah Dalet, the Rambam understands this Mishnah completely differently. Based on the following assumption. First, the Rambam begins as follows. Lo mohal ad shiyene kefi haklal hashakadam. The Rambam begins by telling you, as I've already mentioned, you will not violate the Nisra Me'ila unless you are nehene minichse ektish. You know, sometimes you can read this Rambam, don't realize the great Chiddush. In context, now you realize the incredible Chiddush. Now, the Rambam is denying Tosfos. The Rambam begins by telling you, Me'ila requires Hana. That's it. So the Rambam writes the following. Uvisha shenasna l'chavero, Hare nehene uma'o. When you go ahead and give something to someone else, that is considered to be hana. You, the nosing, are gaining from that chayfetz. The Rambam writes, Ze hana b'nesina samatana b'tova sana shavola. I give you a matana. You'll be grateful to me. You'll reciprocate. You'll think I'm a great person. That's Me'ila Shohana. So the Rambam writes there's only one form of Me'ila. Me'ila Shohana. How is it then that the Nosing is Nehene? Because of that element of Tova Sana. But doesn't the Mishnah say the Chavero lo ma'al? The Mekabel does not violate Nisra Me'ila. You know what the Rambam writes? V'chavero lo ma'al b'tnai shahaya ha'chavar hazeh hu ha'gizbar. Not as Tosfos understood, the nosein is the gizbar. The mekabel is the gizbar. There's no ano whatsoever. Shahaisa even hazua akora tachas reshusa v'ashkachasa. So the gizbar is not receiving ehan at all. But the Rambam writes, avalim lakach davrim in a hektish. But if you take something from hektish, v'nasla chavero, and you give it to a stranger, well, of course, shnehem ma'alu. Of course, both violate an isur milah. Both are nenem in a hektish. Shekol echad mihem nene. Zen nene b'nesina samatana b'tavasana shabbat. And v'zen nene b'kabalasa. And then the Rambam continues to distinguish between cases of shogeg and cases of mezid. The Rambam understands the entire Mishnah in terms of me'ila shel hana, and the question is, who is nene? No, so the Rambam writes that under normal conditions, well, of course the mekabel is nene. The chiddush is the nosin also is nene because of tovas hana. If it happens to be that the mekabel is the gizbar, so therefore there is no hana. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes, Amru Chachamim, Shehanot Tal Evan HaKore Shel Hekdesh. If a person takes something from Hekdesh, V'nosna L'Chavero, Shnehem Ma'alu. Well, that's the Rambam's Pesach Halacha. Yeah, that's exactly how the Rambam explains this Mishnah. Against, absolutely against Tosfos. The Tosfos writes, this is Mina Shel Hotzah, and the chayfetz is yotzei l'chulin in chaver l'mal. Then the Rambam adds the detail, v'im nasla zeh ha'gizbar, and if you happen to give it to the treasurer who controlled this chayfetz l'chadchila, so hu ma'al v'ha'gizbar l'mal. That's exactly this Rambam. And the Ravid has harsh words, Amar Avram, Af Bazeh Azav Kol HaDerech. Right? Yeah, that's the phrase, right? The Rambam writes, what do you mean? The Rambam left the trodden path. No, this is what the Mishnah tells us. Pasha Pshabak tells us the exact opposite. No? The exact opposite. So, great Kiddush number one. Our Tosfos, two different forms of Me'ila. The Rambam writes, there's only one form of Me'ila, Me'ila Shel Hana, and the Rambam interprets all these cases in terms of Hana. It's not that the Nosin was Mose, the Chayfetz Mershus Hekdesh, but rather that the Nosin was Nehene. And therefore, Yischayu Mishum Me'ila. I'll suggest to you the following Kiddush, that this Rambam is l'shitasei. What is the makor of the Isra of Me'ila? We mentioned the Rambam's makor is lo suchal lechal bisharecha. The azhara from Me'ila lo suchal lechal bisharecha. That Pashup Shad was driving the Rambam. Usucha lecha b'sherecha is mi'ila shel hana. The Torah delineates in Parshas Rei what you are allowed to partake of, what you're not allowed to partake of, where you can eat, what you can eat. That's mi'ila shel hana. Simon Ma'awi pointed out could have a broader implication, as Rashi writes, Mi'ila is Shinui. Shinui, one can speak about a Shinui Rishus as well. Motzim Rishus Ekdesh. The Rambam who maintains that the Azhara is Lo Sucha Lecho Misharecha, that is the Rambam's Mi'ila Shalana, and the Rambam interprets all these cases in terms of Hana, Hana Sanosein, Hana Mekabel. The Tosus and Mi'ila of the two different forms is exactly in line with Shitase of our Tosus when it comes to the issue of Shlichus, the Dvar Avera. Good. I'll tell you a further Kiddush. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. What exactly does that mean? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So he pointed out that today is in Tosfos by Metzid Afirim and Beis. Whether that means Bittul HaShlichus or whether or not. The first day in Tosfos, the Shlichus remains intact. It's just a question of attribution. To who do we attribute? The Avera, the Onesh. The second day in Tosfos? No, Ein Shliach Pshuto Kamashmo, the Torah does not recognize such Shlichus. Bittul HaShlichus. Right, we discussed it later. Good. What was the Rambam Shita? We pointed out the Rambam was clear. Right? Bittul HaShlichus. Where do we see that? The Rambam Buchus Pneva, Perigimah HaChava. Regarding the case of Tavach HaMacha, that's an instance of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And the Sigin Baba Kamand of Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph, what happens if you have a Shliach who performs the act of Shchita B'Shabbos? What happens in such a case? So as we learned, in that instance, what you're saying later, Rabine, the Shliach is Mechalo Shabbos, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Mishaleach is Chayiv B'Dalat Behei, no Kim Leder Abinei. The Chiyuvim are in completely different directions. So we pointed out the Rambam Shita. What exactly is this case? That Diyuk of Mishamelech. The Rambam just writes that Asa Shliach Lishchavlo V'Shachat Lo HaShliach B'Shabbos. That formulation the Rambam we mentioned critically. Shabbos was not part of the minui shlichus. That was not part of the job description of the shliach. That's against the tour. Right, the tour is alternate view.
That's
mechosh mishpat and simin shinun. The tour writes asa shliach lishchot lo b'shabbos. That's lashna tour. Pashup shem. You appointed the shliach to do the tzvicha b'shabbos. So what is that machlokes? That's possible chiddush. The two very different understandings. What drove the Rambam to maintain bittul hashlichus? The fact that the Rambam has to understand this case this way is because the Rambam assumes, like the second day in Tosfos, there is no shlichus to draw there. And if I appoint the shliach to do A and B, and if he wouldn't do B, that is not shlichus. That's a shleish shishib shlichus. So if I would tell him to shochet for Shabbos, and he shochet on Monday, that's not shlichus. So that shlichus cannot exist. So in such a case, the Mishnah would not be chayiv dal vehei mitla shlichus. So the Rambam has to tell us the case can only be aslo shliach lishchot dam and v'shochet lo hashliach for Shabbos. So that we discussed. Good. Is there any other case where you can demonstrate this point to the Rambam? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is Bittul HaShlichus, Bittul HaShlichus. So the Rambam gives you another example. The Rambam writes, when it comes to Mi'ila, what does our Gemara say? Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir. Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir. Is that true categorically? Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir when it comes to all cases? So we saw our Tosfos writes absolutely not. When it comes to Me'ila Shel Hotza, Yesh Shliach. When it comes to Me'ila Shel Hana, Ein Shliach. Just based on what we already know, without seeing anything else, the Rambam is not going to agree with this, no? If the Rambam only acknowledges Me'ila Shel Hana, and the cases that seem to indicate Hotza, the Rambam says, no, that's because the nosin is nane. But there is one form of me'ila, me'ila shalana. So obviously, the Rambam is not going to be able to make this distinction. The Tosfos in our sugyas l'shita say, of the whole understanding of Tosfos, me'ila daf yates. If you deny that formulation, that constructs, in such a case, you're going to have to assume when it comes to me'ila shalana, yesh liach bedvar aveir. No? So this Rambam, Hilchos Mila Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, writes the following Chiddush. Normally speaking, of course, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aver. But the Rambam tells us Mi'ila is an exception. That's our Gemara. Yesh Shlichus Ledvar Aver. Good, that we know. The Rambam writes the following. When is there shlichus with dvar aveira? The Rambam writes, Shahayu hachatichos mekodshe berakabayis. When it comes to berakabayis, then we understand that yesh shliach, the dvar aveira, I tell a person to go ahead and utilize that which is berakabayis. And he takes it and he does so, that you can pin on me. Apostle. Yesh shliach, the Rambam, when it comes to Mila. Aval im haya bisar ola. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with bisar ola. I tell a person, go ahead, eat that piece of meat, and it's bisar ola. Or I tell that person, utilize that piece of meat. So in such a case, what's the halacha in such an instance? The Rambam writes, Im hayu besar olo kayotze bo, lo ma'al ela ha'ochel bilvad. Lo ma'al ela ochel bilvad. The ochel. Not the mishaleach. So what's happening here? The Rambam writes, when it comes to berakabayis, yesh shliach ledvar aveira. And when it comes to bisar ola, ein shliach ledvar aveira. Why in the world should that be? Aren't they the same forms of me'ila? It's all me'ila shalana. And when it comes to me'ila shalana, yesh shliach ledvar aveira, according to the Rambam, against Tosfos, so you ready for this punchline of the Rambam? This is exactly what she tells you, the Rambam was Gneva. When a person eats Bisar Ola, what is there does he violate? What is there does he violate? So the Rambam here writes the following Kiddush. If a person will eat, partake of a carbon Ola, number one, there's Nisra Me'ila, no? Me'ila. Of course that's true. Osucha lecha b'sherecha. Right? The Pasuk says, Unedarecha. Unedarecha, the Rambam writes, means a carbon ola. If you're going to eat from a carbon ola, you're going to Nisra Me'ila. Is that the entire Isser? The only Isser in eating a carbon ola is Losucha lecha b'sherecha? So the Rambam tells us the following great Chiddush. What does the Torah tell us in Vayikra Perek Vav when it comes to carbon ola? You're not allowed to eat a carbon ola, no? The Pasuk says, Kolil Tihye, that carbon must be completely consumed, Lo Se'achel, it may not be eaten. The Rambam writes, if you will eat the carbon ola, there are two isurim. Number one, there's nisur meila, but there's a second love. Kolo tiyah lo se achel. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. This is the Ha'ara of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is found in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Me'ila. In Halacha Gimel, that's where the Rambam writes, this Rav Me'ila. Va'az Harash Shal Me'ila, what's the basis of this Rav Me'ila? Lo Sucha Lechal Bisharecha. This is an Isser, Lechal Mibisar Ola. And then the Rambam writes, "V'hu ha'din l'shar kol kodesh, ben kodshi mizbeach, ben kodshi berakabayis." Very good. The Rambam writes, "Imnene mehen b'shav pruta loke." What's the shear of mila? Shav pruta. So the Mishnah Melech points out just the following chiddush: that you see from the Rambam that if a person, for example, will eat of a carbon only, violates two isurim. One is the broader isur of me'ila. One is the specific isur of carbon ola. Mishnah Melech writes, if a person eats from a carbon ola, he'll get two sets of malchus. One set of malchus betoras lo se achel. One betoras nisur me'ila. Mishnah Melech writes the following chiddush: different shiurim. What is the shiur of kol tiyah lo se achel? Kazayis. Every yisur achilas kazayis. What is the shiur of me'ila? The Rambam writes, shavah pruta. One could envision violating one without violating the other. They're different shiurim. That's a pretty fascinating kiddush of the Rambam, no? Two different yisurim. An yisur klali, so to speak, of me'ila that applies to all kachim, and an yisur prati of carbon ola, kol tiyalo se'achel. So you know what this Rambam writes? In Paragzam al-Chabez of Ochlos Mila? Wait a second now. Now you have a problem. What's the story of Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira? It's unbelievable, the Rambam writes. No? So if all you're dealing with is the Isser Me'ila, so our Gemara says, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But what do we see from that Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva? If another Isser is involved, wait, now you have a compound Isserim. Yesh Shliach, Ein Shliach. But Ein Shliach is not just a question of attribution. Bitul HaShlichus. So therefore, when it comes to that particular case where you're dealing with an Isra of Achilas Kodshim, where there's an Isra Prati, you know what the halacha is going to be? Bitul HaShlichus. That's like the Asra Shliach Litvoach B'Shabbos. The Shlichus can't survive that. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halchabez of Hilchos Me'ila. But Me'ed Dvar Mamurim, when do we assume Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avim when it comes to Me'ila? That's only if you're dealing with Chatichos Mikodshe Bera Kabayim. Avlim Hayu Bisar Olo Kayotze Bo. Then Lo Ma'al Elaha Ochel Bilvad. There's no responsibility. Born by the Mishaleach. Why? Listen to this. The Rambam says it's black and white. Shareyu chayiv b'isser acher yeser al ha'me'ila. Because now there's an additional isser of eating a carbon ola aside from the isser me'ila b'chol ha'Torah kula. U'b'chol ha'Torah kula ein shliach l'dvar avera ela b'me'ila b'vad shelo yis'arev ima isser acher. Unbelievable. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam's deal that we had in Perek Gimel of Tochas Gneivas, Mefurish, And not with Mila Perak Zayin. And therefore the Rambam writes, even when it comes to our Gemara, you want to ask yourself whether there's shlichus l'dvar when it comes to Mila? What's the critical question? Is it an exclusively an Isser Mila? Or is there another Isser? If there's another Isser, ain't shliach. If it's an Isser Mila alone, then yeh shliach. But you see, this Rambam is absolutely against Tosos. Tosos raised the kasha, do we assume categorically yeh shliach l'dvar when it comes to Mila? What did our Tosos answer? It depends on whether it's Mila Shel Hana or Mila Shel Hotza. In Mila Shel Hana, ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Our Rambam disagrees. Our Rambam assumes that in Mila Shel Hana, of course there's shlichus l'dvar avera. But there's another caveat. You have to isolate this from Mila. In many cases of Achila, in Kedushas Aguf, you're going to have a separate Isser, and that results in Bifla Shlichus. So Machlokes between the Rambam and Tosas, whether in Mi'ila Shel Hana, Yesh or Ein Shliach B'dvar Avera. Yeah, that's what Shita say. If you assume again, is the Rambam Shita, that there is only Mi'ila Shel Hana, there is no Mi'ila Shel Hotza. In every case of Hotzahs, because the one who is Motzim Rishus Hekdesh is Nene, so then obviously you cannot argue that when it comes to Mila Shel Hana, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Pasuk of Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera of Mi'ila is referring to Mi'ila of Hana. And all these Rambams are Shitase, all the Tosos are Shitase. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. This Rambam will be relevant, right, for a further point. That's the Rambam we've discussed earlier. Right? And the Rambam's, what the Rambam terms in the Kuda Nifla. Take a look at the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah Yisim Krisa Staf Yud Gimel Odeid. Take a look at that Mishnah, and take a look at the Rambam. I find the words in the Rambam, the Kuda Nifla. That's the part I'm interested in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says he's about to tell us an incredible Chiddush. No, the relationship between Isuri Achila and Isuri Hana. Is it one Chalos Isur? Two different Isuri? So take a look again. Take a look at the Sugim Safim and Avchot Aleph and Beis. That's the Machlokas we discussed, Chizkin Rav Yavo. On what basis is Chametz Aser with Pesach? And take a look at that Mishnah Krisus Daf Yud Gimel Yeshocha Achilachas. Take a look at the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis. We'll have to discuss that Rambam in light of the structure. But this is the Chiddush of Tosfos, the Chiddush of the Rambam. Go through these critical marmakomas. This is the ABCs of the Isurei Me'ila. And tomorrow we'll have to discuss another possibility. Is it ever possible to have Nichsei Hekdesh without an Isser Mi'ila? Or do these two halachos always go hand in hand? How did something become the property of Hekdesh? We'll have to see. There's a critical machlokas for Shonim in that regard as well. Okay.